I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30.
It's 31 degrees.
Got speeds better on I-15 through downtown after a crash moved out of the way. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Your voice, your vote. 5 days until election week. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Hundreds of thousands of ballots have already been returned in Utah, now on pace to break voter turnout records this year.
Your voice, your vote, 2020. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage with the latest Utah numbers. Mary?
Amanda, more than 500,000 Utahns have sent back in their ballots, and Utah is on course to break a record for turnout this year. Over 1 million other registered Utah voters still need to return their ballots. Elections officials and state leaders say please get it in the mail today or take it to a drop box. They say don't wait. You don't want to be in a long line on election day. A reminder, that ballot has to be postmarked by Monday, the day before election day, or there will be early voting locations that are also open in some counties the next few days for people who need more assistance. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Mary. Matter of fact, early voting records being shattered all across the country. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze continues our live team coverage.
United States Election Project says more than 71 million Americans have already cast their ballots. That's more than half of the total votes counted in the 2016 general election. Early in-person voting accounts for around 23 million of those votes, while mail-in ballots make up the remaining roughly 47 million. The early voting numbers are especially high in critical battleground states, including Florida and North Carolina. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
President Trump is planning a robust series of rallies right up until Election Day. He was in Omaha, Nebraska yesterday.
Nebraska, we know it's looking great, okay? I mean, in theory, I didn't really have to be here, but it's nice to be with your friends, too.
Today, President Trump will stage a rally in Arizona. Democratic running mate Kamala Harris will also be in Arizona today after making multiple stops in Nevada yesterday.
Meanwhile, a new ABC News Washington Post poll shows the latest surge in COVID-19 cases is hurting President Trump's reelection campaign in the critical swing state of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin voters now giving Joe Biden a 57-40% lead over President Trump. Mr. Biden has a slightly closer advantage, 51-44% in Michigan. President Trump won Michigan by nearly 11,000 votes 4 years ago, and Wisconsin by just 22,000 out of 3 million. Polling shows the president down 20 points when it comes to handling the pandemic in Wisconsin as COVID cases surge there.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
The range fire is almost out after a long week and a half on the fire lines near Orem. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with an update. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the range fire, which broke out back on October 17th, is now 93% contained with, and they say about half an inch of rain or snow, the fire would be considered 100% contained. Now, remember, this started at the Orem Police Department gun range in the foothills of Mount Tipinogas. In fact, the range fire is the largest fire in Orem modern history. The last fire close to this size happened all the way back in 1996. Officials say there were more than 280 firefighters assigned to the range fire, and most crews were pulling 12-hour shifts. Next up on the to-do list is to test the soil and general environment of the area, since it can typically take up to 3 years for growth to come back following a fire of this size. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Normal temperatures for this time of year, right around 60 degrees. And we're going to be just a little below that this afternoon.
We'll be close to that average. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're actually warming up 60. So some pleasant weather is coming your way. The warmer weather timing out with the weekend. You got to love that, right?
Grant says we're not seeing any storms in the 7-day forecast either. At trick-or-treat time on Saturday, temperature should be around 55 degrees.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.